This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. Major League Baseball is experiencing a plague of home runs. More home runs are being hit than ever before by a wide range of players. Team numbers are up. League numbers are up. Fans are seeing more scoring than ever before at the ballparks. For a professional sport struggling with sharp competition for its market share, this is not necessarily a bad thing. But everyone connected with professional baseball has a different idea about why all these home runs are happening, and there's no consensus. One faction believes it's the baseball. Major League Baseballs are made in Costa Rica and have been for the past 15 years. The manufacturers say there have been no changes. Major League Baseball contracts with Genway, the supermarket for genetically engineered foods, to test baseballs in its food lab. Dr. Larry Kyle is supervising this project personally.
Yes. Although food is my main business, there is time in the lab for outside projects, and I want to get to the bottom of this mystery as much as anyone.
Well, plus, Dr. Kyle, you're an expert at taking an object, any object, and probing its limits.
Yes. Let's start by putting the baseball into the pneumatic press.
Okay.
There we go. This machine can create up to 50 atmospheres of pressure.
Oh, it's bending out of shape.
Yes, it's getting flat.
Unbelievable.
This is what it's like in the very moment it's hit by, say, Sammy Sosa.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm going to hike the pressure a bit more.
Really?
Until...
Oh, wow. Ooh, 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 boy, that was close.
Yes.
What did you learn from that?
Squashing a baseball is fun. These guys aren't kidding when they say they get paid to play a game.
Okay, what next?
Oh, put another one on the table.
Okay.
Here we go. Now stand back.
Stand back?
Yes, it's time for the heat test.
Yahoo! What are you doing?
I'm hitting it with a flamethrower. Let's analyze the light from the fire on our spectrograph and make sure the blaze is releasing the right chemicals and in the right order, the same way astronomers examine distant stars.
Well, certainly innovative, but I mean, did you learn something new there?
Oh, yes. Baseballs make a beautiful flame, just like a charcoal briquette. Lasts almost as long, too.
But have you discovered anything that might explain all the home runs?
Not yet. It means we have to keep testing.
Really?
Let's try dropping one in a vat of acid.
Wow, oh, that's powerful stuff.
Yes, go ahead, stick your hand in there.
What, are you kidding?
Actually, I am. You wouldn't like it.
So, whatever is causing all the home runs, it's not because of any change in the baseballs, huh?
We can never be sure. That's why we have to keep testing. So we're going to cut one in half.
Oh.
Here's your eye protection. You got to stand back. Oh, take a look at that.
The insides of a baseball.
What do you think?
Well, I don't see any coiled springs.
Oh.
There's no flubber.
Uh-uh. All perfect. All uniform. Look at it. Everything meets specifications. That's why we have to keep testing.
Well, what more could you possibly do?
Oh, drop them off the skyscraper.
Oh.
Yeah, use plastic explosives.
Well.
Tie one to a railroad track.
Okay.
Shoot them out of a cannon.
Yep.
Use catapults, monster trucks.
Okay, I get the idea, but you know, you're talking about a lot of work.
Oh, it isn't work if you're having fun.
So this is a long-term contract you have.
No, we're thinking of making the testing part of the game. We'll torment a baseball in a new and creative way between each inning.
Uh-huh. To reassure baseball fans that there's integrity?
And to hold their attention if they get bored with all the home runs.
Dr. Larry Kyle, hired on a contract by the major leagues to put baseballs under extreme stress.
Yes, and I'm hoping if this succeeds, they'll let me at some of the hitters.